بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب، وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers, friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with this wealth of iman, because of which we find ourselves in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this auspicious day, coming early to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single believer is desirous of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for us. But for us to gain that reward, that promise of Jannah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliyah, Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-Jannah. O my followers, O my beloved, Ala, listen very carefully, Inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliyah. The price to pay is a very hefty price. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliyah. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us in store is pricey, that is Jannah. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Jannah to offer to us, but if we are ready to sacrifice and pay the ultimate price for the Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already did the transaction with us, with the believer who is interested in Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing every one of us, the reciters of the Quran Sharif, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already purchased. In the Alamul Arwah, we already said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum? We all said, Bala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already purchased, Inna Allah ashtara min al mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum. Your souls, your life, your wealth has already been purchased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that belongs to me. The life I gave you is the bounty from me. The wealth you enjoy is a bounty from my side. And what will I give you in exchange if you pay back what I have given you? I've purchased it. Your life belongs to me. Your wealth belongs to me. And if you deliver in your life and in your wealth, then the promise is Jannah. Jannah is for sure, is guaranteed. So that mindset has to come into every one of us. We have to set the goalpost correct. That unfortunately sometimes we're playing in the lower division. We need to come to the correct division. We are believers who are working for an objective and a goal and purpose. Any person in life, as long as he has a goal and a purpose, he is driven to achieving his goal. If a person knows this is my expense for the month, he's driven to earn that amount of money. And if a person puts his goal, I haven't been for Umrah or Hajj in my whole life, and that goal is put in place, he works towards that goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a reality. Whatever we dream about and we thinking about and we work towards it, Allah makes it a reality. That's for sure. Just to confirm this point, in the battle of Badr, two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, father and son. Sa'd ibn Khaythama, he is the son. So the father and the son, both are desirous of going out in the path of Allah for the battle of Badr. And they understand that this is a very crucial, important battle in the life of Islam and the Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the call to go out for Badr was overnight without preparation. Whether you are available, you come. And if you are outskirts, we can't wait for you. Any Sahabi that was out of Madinah Tayyibah was not informed of the Badr. He's excused. He didn't know the battle is to take place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overnight made the decision. Sa'd ibn Khaythama and his father are sitting and discussing. The father is addressing the son and he says, "Oh my beloved son, you know you have to be obedient to your father." He says, "Yes, we have to be obedient." He says, "Well, the battle of Badr, I am going and you stay behind. You look after the women folk and I'm going out in the path of Allah. I'm going to accompany Nabi Sam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum." And remember, the battle of Badr was so crucial and important that every life meant and was important. Every one more person. So the father addresses the son. Son says, "Ya Abati, O my father, لو كان غير الجنة فعلت." Had this request been in anything besides Jannah, I would have complied. You can go. You can take it. You can have it. It's yours. But here the reward is Jannah. I can't give preference to you. I'm going out. Father is saying, "Listen, better I'm going out." Son is telling father, "Papa, you can't go. I'm going out." So they are arguing who's going to go out. Eventually they came to some agreement. We'll write our names on the page. We'll put it into something and we'll draw lots. So they agreed. Let's draw lots. Whoever's name comes out now, that person is going. So they drew lots. The son's name comes out. Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So he says, "Papa, Ya Abati, listen, this is a sealed deal. We're not negotiating any further. I'm going for Badr." Father is sad. Son is going out in the path of Allah. He is going for the battle of Badr. So the son goes out and the son becomes a shaheed. Subhanallah. Father in the battle of Uhud, restless, can't contain himself. He comes to Nabi Sallam, tearing, crying, "Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my son went out in the battle of Badr. This is what happened. This is the prelude. This is how it happened that it led to his shahada and his martyrdom." So the objective and the point we are saying, when we work towards a goal, we are sincere in achieving, Allah makes it reality. So he's crying, he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I wanted to go, we drew lots, my son's name came, I accepted and he went out, he became a shaheed. But Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please allow me this battle, I am going out. I have to go out." He says, "Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, last night I had a dream. I was so desirous of my shahada and my martyrdom. Last night I had a dream." Now he wants to emphasize on Nabi Sallam, "Please allow me to go. Today you have to make the tashkil, brothers who is ready to join us." Yet the Sahabi is saying, "I have to go." Nabi Sallam said, "Hold on. How do you confirm you need to go out?" He says, "I had a dream. In the dream I saw my son, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, my son is addressing me." He says, "Oh my father," and he's dressed in beautiful clothes. And he's splashing around in the bounties of Jannah, the rivers, the entertainment, and he's in a beautiful space. And he's telling me, "Oh my father, come join me. Come join me. We're waiting for you." So when he narrates this dream to his father, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father narrates it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Khaythama, since you're dreaming about shahada and martyrdom and giving your life for the deen of Allah, permission for you to go out." Khaythama radiallahu anhu goes and he also becomes shaheed. Both become shaheed. So we just need to move the goalposts. Sometimes we're living to make sure my generations to come are set in life. When did Allah ever give us the responsibility of the sustenance of your progeny? Allah never ever gave it to us. وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. The sustenance, the risk of every soul, Allah says, is my sole responsibility. It's mine, not yours. Don't think you're going to set him up in life. Don't. You want to make him pretty in life? Give him deen. Don't give him dunya. Dunya is to come to an end. Give him deen, give him akhirah, give him Allah, give him the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give him sunnah in Quran Sharif. This is what you need to invest in your child. The dunya is for you, you enjoy. It's not for your children. Whatever they get is bakhshish and extra. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the point is, once we have that goalposts in the right position, that I am here for my akhirat, I am here for my Jannah, I am here for Allah. Isa alayhi salam, he was passing by a group of people. The moment we have any goal, that goal will make us restless in achieving it. So he passed by a group of people and he saw these people were in torn, tattered clothes, really pitiable situation and state, and they weren't looking too well. He says, brothers, how are you? Alhamdulillah. But why are you in this condition? He says, we are hopeful of Jannah. He says, subhanallah. So they said, the desire for us, the desire we have in achieving Jannah keeps us in this condition. Then he passes by another group of people and he sees these people also in a pitiable situation. Brothers, everything is okay? All well? Yes. Why are you in this condition? He says, no, we're scared of Jahannam. We're so fearful of the punishment of Allah, we're making every effort to protect ourselves. He says, subhanallah. Pass by a third group of people. He says, these people are also looking in a situation that any person will feel sorry for them. So he asks them, how are you people? You're okay? He says, yeah, alhamdulillah. So why are you in this situation dressed up like this? He said, we are desirous of Allah. We want Allah. He says, our goal is Allah. Jannah is the reward of Allah. Salvation from the fire of Jahannam, that is the bounty of Allah. We want Allah. That love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is burning so intensely within us, it doesn't give us the opportunity to enjoy the bounties of this world. Because this is a shadow. What are we chasing? So beautifully said, if we stop chasing the wrong things, the right things will catch up with you. If you stop chasing the wrong things, we are chasing after a shadow. If we stop in our tracks and look back, Jannah will catch up with us. We will all be living Jannatis. Allah will grant us the tawfiq and that ability to enjoy that bounty of loving Allah, the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah in this earthly life. So the lesson for every one of us is that we need to put the goalpost correctly. That it has to be in the right place. My goal, my objective is Allah. That's my goal. I need to work towards that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day addressed the Sahabi and he asked him, Kaifa asbahta? O Harith, how are you today? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, asbahtu mu'minan haqqan. Today, me, I am a genuine believer. Nabi Sallam said, genuine believer? That's a claim. لِكُلِّ حَقِّنْ حَقِيقًا. If you claim it was a reality, how do you prove that you're a genuine believer? Prove it to me. You're saying you are a genuine believer? How can you claim that? So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I wake up in the morning every day, you know, this morning when I woke up, akhirat is a reality in front of me. As if the sirat is in front and I need to walk very carefully. I need to be careful of every action of mine. And I can see the end result is that the people of Jannah are enjoying themselves in the bounties of Jannah. And I can see some people disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these people are suffering the consequences of the actions and the disobedience in this earthly life. They are suffering in akhirah, in Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, subhanallah, this person has got the true reality of iman. And that's that effort we need to be making. The effort we have to make is that akhirat is a reality in front of us. Every single day, we need to conscientize and remind myself, where am I going? I'm going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where am I? I am in an examination hall. I'm in an examination hall. This is the test. This life is a test. Every minute, every moment, every opportunity is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And if I pass this test, then the goal and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jannah. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we look into the battle of Badr, many incidents. One is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu before the battle of Badr. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he's going to the battlefield of Badr, he stops at a place, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scans the army. And he says, right, those brothers that are below the age, they don't meet the criteria, must stay behind. There's a certain age, below that age they must stay behind. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, in that assessment, we saw certain Sahaba hiding. And if you ask him, why you are hiding? He said, if Nabi Sam sees me, he's going to send me back to Medina Munawwara. So Nabi Sam says, okay, you have to go back, you'll have to go. And a few young Sahaba, young brothers, 13, 14 years old, waiting to give their lives for the deen of Allah. That they are so driven for this goal, that we are working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the servants of Allah. So when they ascend behind, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, that I saw my brother Umair, I saw him standing tippy-toe, standing tall. See, brother, he okay? He says, yeah, I'm fine. He says, but why are you standing like this? He says, no, when Nabi Sam sees me, then he must see me like a tall boy. So he says, okay. Nabi Sam sees him. He says, come here, Umair, come here. Wait, hold on. You need to go back. He starts crying and he's tearing. He's 16 years old. So he just makes it, just passes that benchmark, the requirement, he just passes it. So Nabi Sam says, okay, why should you be here? Why are you crying? He says, Ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbul khuruj, la'alla Allah yarzukuni shahada. I want to go out in this battle, and my heartfelt desire is, I'm very hopeful, Allah will grant me martyrdom in this battle, inshallah. You want martyrdom? He says, yeah, I want martyrdom. So Nabi Sam says, permission for you. You just make it. You borderline, but you can go. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the elder brother, is saying, my brother, if I tie even the sword around him, it's dragging on the ground. We had to take that rope and make extra knots to ensure it doesn't drag on the floor. And as he's walking, I say, brother, where are you going? It's dragging on the floor. We make more knots for him to ensure it's like high enough, it's not a disturbance to him and is not an impediment in his movements. So he made more knots for him. And subhanallah, he says, I saw my brother become shaheed in the battle of Badr. I saw him become shaheed. Desirous, wanting to become shaheed. Anas ibn Nadar, radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Uhud, Anas radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Nadar, one is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, we know, who was the khadim, the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sahabi by the name of Anas ibn Nadar radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Uhud. So he is, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu sees him, and he says, Anas, where are you going? So he says, inni ajidu rihal jannah duna Uhud. I can actually get the fragrance of Jannah in the mountains of Uhud. He says, you can smell the fragrance? He says, yes. There is fragrance of Jannah. If I get my martyrdom, my Jannah is lying in the plains of Uhud, at the mountain pass. So Anas ibn Nadar radiallahu anhu says this. Sa'd radiallahu anhu sees him. And then the battle continued. He fought in the battle. He said, at the end of the battle, we're looking for Anas radiallahu anhu. He says, I went hunting, I'm looking for Anas. Eventually, when I found Anas radiallahu anhu, I found approximately 70 to 80 wounds on his body. 70 to 80. Whether it was a sword cut, whether it was an arrow, it was a spear. He had 80 wounds. Approximately 70 to 80 wounds on his body. The kuffar mutilated his body. Person couldn't recognize him. Unrecognizable. You wouldn't be able to see who's this person. So everyone comes and doesn't know who's the sahabi that has become a shaheed. And the only person to recognize him was his sister. His sister comes and she says that this is my brother Anas ibn Nadr. But how do you know it's his brother? It's your brother Anas ibn Nadr. He says, bi bananihi, from his fingertips. I know his fingers. This is the fingers of my brother Anas radiallahu anhu. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhum explain and say, For the likes of this Sahabi, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the verse, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Amongst believers are those that are true to that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَى. Some have fulfilled an agreement. Alhamdulillah, they're in Jannah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. And the others who are alive are waiting for their shahada. They're waiting for their martyrdom. They are making dua. Subhanallah, Umar radiallahu anhu, amazing dua. Comes in Bukhari Sharif. He used to make this dua. Allahumma rzukni shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's making dua for shahada. But he wants it in the city of Madinah Tayyibah. But every battle is out of the city. How do you get your shahada in Madinah Munawwara? You want shahada, it's out of Madinah Tayyibah. You want death in Madinah Tayyibah, it's without shahada. But he continuously made this dua. This was his cry. Allahumma rzukni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, make me a shaheed. Make me a martyr. And let my death and demise be in the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so desirous and so sincere in his ambition. Allah made it a reality that forget about getting shahada in Madinah Munawwara. He got shahada on the musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he was sincere. When a person is sincerely desiring something, Allah makes it a reality. Brothers, every one of us have to put a goal in front of us. We can't continue like this. People are drinking from that goblet of shahada. People are becoming shaheed. But at least in our environment, we need to become steadfast for the deen of Allah. How long more are we going to see people becoming shaheed and the responsible people for what's happening around? Perhaps is my masiyat and my guna and my sin. Maybe because of my indifference and my sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing the ummah in another part of the world. Al-Qaidu Shaheed, subhanallah. Person just became Shaheed, Yahya Sinwar. And now already there's an Arabic proverb for him. Ramaytuhu bi'asa Sinwar. I threw the stick of Sinwar. What does that mean? He says, even if I've got nothing to throw against my enemy, I will use everything possible to destroy the enemy. Even if it's a stick. Even if it's one stick. I'll use everything possible within my means to achieve my goals. I'll leave no stone unturned in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, this article came many, many years ago. He was already the man that they wanted for many years. So even before this war, there was a whole write-up about him in his early life. Now it's still available, but that one amazing, amazing interview that one of the Israelis had taken, and this was when he was 28 years old. 28. This was in 1988 this interview takes place. And then he was imprisoned for 4 life sentences. Absolutely disciplined in jail. Very disciplined. Learning languages. And he's helping the people around, doing da'wah for the deen of Allah. Very disciplined. And this person is interviewing him in the early days. He stayed in jail for 22 years. So what molded this person's Yahya Sinwar? What was his desire? What was the catalyst for shaping and molding him into the person he became? Because his parents were driven out of their home in the Nakhba 1948. He grew up in a refugee camp in 1962, disadvantaged in all ways, yet he was the leader and has set an example for the world to see this is what you can do. Subhanallah. And then, so when this person is interviewing him, this Israeli, he says, you're so young, you've got a whole life ahead of you, you don't want to rethink your strategy and who you are for, where you belong, and maybe change your stance. He says, never. He says, but you're not married and you're about 26, 28. You're not married. Why haven't you married? I mean, everyone's married. He says, I've got a goal and an ambition. I'm working towards my goal. He says, what goal? He says, my goal is to reach Allah with Shahada and Martyrdom. He says, this person taking the interview himself, he says, those words send a shiver down my spine. When I heard the person who's imprisoned, he's chained up and we are asking him, he's still talking Shahada. He's still wanting it. At that old age of 60 plus, ready with his, as a leader, his life is in his hand, in the front lines, working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the age of 60, where am I? At the age of 40, where am I? How much am I doing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, where are we going to hide our faces? What have we done for the deen of Allah? Okay, alhamdulillah, whatever we are doing, Allah accept it. But if there is one thing we can all help the cause of the deen, we may not be able to help the resistance. We may not be able to help a certain front line, an organization and a group. But we all can help the deen of Allah today. How? By bringing the love of Allah in our lives. By living the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By ensuring there is not a single salah I will miss, inshallah. Let's make intention that covenant I took with Allah, when I said La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity and object of worship besides Allah. When I said that, I mean it, O my Allah. Fajr tomorrow I will be here, inshallah. And if I have hajj outstanding, I'm going to go for my hajj. And if there is people I can help in this world, I'll continue helping them. How long more I'm going to build my empire? That empire, I'm going to leave it and go where? I need to build my akhirat. I got a jannah, that currency. Sometimes people say, but Mawlana, at least you know, the journey must be a good journey to akhirat also. The journey is becoming so comfortable, we forgot about the currency for akhirat. We're making the journey so comfortable, we're forgetting about the currency we need to pay for akhirat. Allah give all of us the tawfiq, the ability that we change the directions of our lives. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sam made one announcement in the Battle of Badr. قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. O Sahaba, stand up to a jannat. Not the length, the breadth which is generally shorter, is the distance between the earth and the skies. Umair ibn al-Humam radiallahu anhu says, when I heard this announcement, I took out some kajur from my quiver, ready to eat it, and I threw it away. Nabi Sam said, مَا يَحْمِلُكَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِكَ بَخِينَ بَخِينَ Umair, what are you doing? Throwing kajur, saying, bakhin, why you say this? He says, Ya Rasulullah, if I have to live to eat my kajur, it's too long, I need my jannah before that. So, we can't wait till tomorrow. We can't wait till we get big and we'll change our life. You can't wait till you become old. We have to change our lives before it's too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to change our lives, to become better believers in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important announcement for our young brothers, inshallah. Tomorrow there will be a youth program in this masjid, details of which are written on the notice board. Let us encourage our youngsters to attend and take part in the program.